how can we know what is really in our control, what is not in our control? When should we try to stop controlling things? See, first thing is that if the attempt to control sends us out of control, then that means we are going beyond our jurisdiction. Means if I am trying to persuade somebody, I am trying to make that person see sense, and in that process I start getting angry, I start getting agitated, that itself is an indication that, you know, okay, persuading this person may not be in my control. So it's when we are in control of a situation, then a simple way to understand this is, say that, you know, if I do weightlifting, I lift 10 kg weight on a regular basis. I lift 11 kg, then it's a little strain, but I feel strengthened by that. But if I try to lift a 20 kg weight, I feel crushed. You know, I feel panicky, I feel the weight is going to fall on me. So now, that means from 10 kg, 11 kg is liftable. But 20 kg is not liftable. So the attempt to lift the weight, it doesn't just exercise me, it actually starts injuring me. It causes panic in me. Then I understand 20 kg is not my capacity. So like that, in any situation, when in trying to rectify the situation, we get too worked up. And that means, that's an indication that now first I have to regain my own control. Then I can deal with the situation. So usually, whenever we are faced with a problem, the first tendency is to try to fix the problem by changing something outside. And quite often that is required. You know, if a patient has come in emergency and there's a doctor, doctor has to rush out and, you know, maybe give oxygen, do the surgery, do the necessary treatment. That is essential. But if while doing that, the patient is himself, the doctor is himself agitated. Now, for example, if it's the doctor's own child who has been brought in emergency, then the colleagues will tell you, don't treat over here, because your emotions are putting you out of control over here. So our tendency is often when there is a problem, we want to fix it by changing the externals, and that is required, no doubt. But we have to check whether in trying to check the control the externals, change the externals, I am going out of control. If now in the rush of the moment, sometimes we may just go out of the control, that is fine, but then we realize, then we get back under control. But if it's happening regularly, then that means, you know, we are in a situation which is beyond our capacity, and we need to do something to either change the situation, or we need to change our way of approaching the situation, and then we can deal with it better. So usually the broad test would be that if trying to control that situation makes us go out of control, you know, say we are trying to tell somebody, do this, and then instead of telling them do this, we start shouting, do this! That means, you know, whether they do it or not, you know, we have gone out of control. Even if we are able to control them, probably they are going to be resentful. They are going to find a short way, easy way, the path of least resistance to get it done with, and we get back at that afterwards. So if we are going out of control, then we have to step back, first get back our control, and then our capacity to control also increases gradually. Just like from 10 kg, if I keep practicing, I'll come to a situation where I can lift 20 kg also, but it's gradual. So by focusing on the situation that is in our control, means what we can do without getting too agitated, by that our capacity to do more and more increases, and then we get more and more things in our control. Does that answer the question?
Thank you.
Any other questions?